Morning Ireland, Rachel English and Audrey Carville with you until nine. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Rising tensions between the West and Russia over Ukraine will be discussed by the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence today. The Russian ambassador Yuri Filatov will attend the meeting to discuss the decision to relocate military exercises away from Ireland's exclusive economic zone. The Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications is also meeting today. Members will hear that airspace restrictions, which had been put in place to facilitate the Russian military drills, have now been cancelled. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
Last Saturday, Russia confirmed to Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney that it would move planned military drills outside of Ireland's exclusive economic zone. But the Irish Aviation Authority wasn't notified of the cancellation until Monday. Representatives from the IAA will tell the Oireachtas Transport Committee this afternoon that it hasn't received any further information from Russia regarding the new location of these military exercises. Therefore, it will remain vigilant to minimise any impact to its operations. However, civilian aircraft will now be free to travel as normal. Separately, the Russian ambassador will appear before the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee later today, where he is due to discuss the cancelled military drills and rising tensions over Ukraine. Tommy Meskell, RT News, Leinster House.
A report published today calls for the qualifying age for the state pension to remain at 66. The report by the Oireachtas Committee on Social Protection says there should be flexibility to allow those with 40 years' contributions to access their state pension at the age of 65. The committee also calls for legislation to ban mandatory retirement clauses in employment contracts. A report cites strokes as the leading cause of acquired disability and the third leading cause of death in Ireland. The Irish National Audit of Stroke Report 2020 is being published today. It finds that more than a quarter of people who had a stroke were under 65 and that 57% of all cases were male. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, will tell the Oireachtas Committee on Health this morning that the current COVID-19 outlook in Ireland is broadly positive. However, TDs and senators will hear too that the global public health risk remains high and the country must be able to respond rapidly to any emerging threat. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lahan.
This is a largely upbeat analysis from the CMO, who described the overall situation as much improved. But Tony Houlihan states that the risks associated with COVID-19 are greatly reduced through vaccination, and this group, with appropriate caution, should go about their daily lives. In his opening address to the Health Committee, Dr. Houlihan said masks will continue to play a key role in reducing the transmission of COVID-19. And protective measures should remain in place in primary and secondary schools. Yesterday, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, said these measures would be reviewed before the end of the month, but the government would continue to follow public health advice.
Gardaí are appealing for information on the theft of cable that have resulted in severe disruption to telephone and internet services. In the past 6 months, an average of more than 10 such incidents a week were reported around the country. Gardaí say thieves are targeting the high-value copper contained inside the cables. Our northeast correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Gardaí say over 1,500 households have been impacted by the incidents, which are occurring in rural locations, predominantly in counties Monaghan, Cavan, Louth and Meath, and are causing outages to phone and internet services for up to a week in some cases. Gardaí say the crime has a detrimental effect on older, more vulnerable people living in rural communities, as the loss of a phone service can significantly impact on their ability to access family, emergency services and medical alarm supports. The overground cables are being targeted for the valuable copper contained inside. Today, Gardaí have made an appeal to scrapyard dealers, asking them to make contact if they've received any approaches to buy large amounts of copper. They're also asking the public to be vigilant and are urging people to report sightings of the plastic casings, which are of no use to the thieves and are dumped after the copper is removed.
Events are taking place at home and abroad today to mark the 100th anniversary of the publication of Ulysses by James Joyce. RTE is celebrating the anniversary through an extensive programme of themed content across television, radio and online. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Tossey.
It was on February the 2nd, 1922, that Ulysses was published by Sylvia Beach at the Shakespeare and Company bookshop in Paris. The book, which is set over one day in Dublin City, went on to become a transformational force in the world of literature, and events will take place across the literary world today to mark its centenary. The Contemporary Music Centre, together with the Irish Cultural Centre in Paris, has commissioned new music and film works, and Paris will also see the launch of an e-book and celebrations at the current Shakespeare & Company store. Here, a digital platform, Ulysses 100, has been developed by the Museum of Literature Ireland, with government support, to promote events taking place to mark the centenary, while RTE will present a range of programming on radio, television and online. For those who haven't read the book or would like to listen to it, this includes the full audio recording of the novel. Further information can be found on rte.ie/Ulysses.
Sinead Crowley reporting. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, the award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.eu.
This morning there'll be sunny spells and a little drizzle, but it'll be generally dry. Light rain and drizzle will become widespread this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 11 degrees.